My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Let's talk to our man, J.P. Finley, from 106.7 The Fan. What's up, brother? How's Coach doing up there, man?
Guys, how you doing? I hadn't heard Sergeant's slogan, but I kind of love that. I may have to use that now.
He's familiar.
Yes. And look, we love the guy. He was a lot of fun. He was one of those guys, J.P., that you just wish sometimes when things weren't going well, you just kind of spin it. Not spin it, just kind of keep it real. But Dan was always a guy trying to find the positive side of any situation, even till the last days here in Atlanta. But the players loved him, and as you guys know, we're that close from the Super Bowl. But how is he doing? Are the guys buying into his message up there with the Commanders?
Yeah, so far so good, right? But nobody's fumbled, no field goals missed yet. Like everything is going well right now. But they also needed kind of a refresh here in Washington. You could draw some parallels, frankly, between Rivera and Dan Quinn, but the message has just grown so stale, and last year was so bad. And the one thing I really like is the staff DQ's put together. You got former head coaches, a lot of former coordinators, just a talented staff that seems ready to really push these players. And I think this is a long-term rebuild in Washington. I think Adam Peters, the new GM, has made that pretty clear. And I think DQ is a good leader for at least the beginning of that, to try to get back to a competitive form of defense. And then, you know, if you just look at the results defensively from Dallas, even, they've been really good in the secondary down there, and they've been really good at developing players, and Washington's been awful at that. So ideally, he's able to kind of turn this pass defense around pretty quick.
JP, let's talk about the general manager. Peters comes from the 49ers. We know what the philosophy is there. What has he said about how they're planning on team building in Washington?
He wants to build everything through the draft. And if you look at this year, I think you saw a real Peters move. To me, taking Jaden Daniels at number two was a given. That was the right move. There wasn't much of a decision to make. But they had 36 and 40, and he traded out of 40 to get 50 and 53. Like, I think that was just a volume play, right? He just wanted more picks, more chances to try to fill out what is really a pretty depleted roster. And I liked the draft. I think they probably added, like, if the draft to me will swing on Daniels is almost its own category, but this guy Brandon Coleman they drafted out of TCU, they think he's a left tackle. And if they are proven right on that and they get their left tackle of the future with a third rounder, I want to say a pick around 70, then that makes this draft kind of a smash. We'll see, though. That's why they play the game.
Fan base has got to be over the moon that big ding-dong, the witch is dead. The Daniel Snyder thing, it was like a horror movie. I mean, what the new owner, I know that sometimes not the best public speaker, but how excited are people about the new direction?
Oh, man, it's such a breath of fresh air. And they're spending money, and they just brought back – I mean, it sounds so stupid to try to explain to your audience, but they just brought back gold pants to the uniform. I mean, seriously, everything has gone so wrong for the organization for the last, like, 5-7 years, and Snyder's been right in the center of all of it. The stadium sucks. They're going to spend some money on the stadium. the practice facility sucks. They're spending money at the practice facility. These guys are listen, it's not like the Sixers are rolling in NBA championships. You don't want to overstate anything. But these guys are professionals that take pride in what they build. And that just hadn't been the case in Washington for so long that it is a really exciting time. Even if I don't know that they're going to be that good this year, they signed a ton of veteran free agents to one-year deals. Those guys are all just Band-Aids. I don't think they have a lot of depth. You got a rookie quarterback. Like, there's a lot to be concerned about from a win-loss perspective, but there's so much more big picture to be really excited about in Washington.
Yeah, and the division, again, is tough. There's no debating that. As we talked to our buddy J.P. Finley up there in Washington talking about the Commanders, guys, it is a late December game. What's on the line at that point? We don't know. And that's why I pointed out that scenario that could be at play where the Commanders might be in the mix. Who knows? And that game might be bigger than what we assume it might be at this particular juncture. Let's talk about the defense personnel. Who's the stud, and every year we talk about pass rush, and, you know, I look at what you guys have drafted in the past. Some of that panned out, some of it didn't. You guys traded some guys away up front. What's it going to look like this year?
I mean, the days of Chase Young and Montez Sweat being on the cover of the program and kind of being those marketable players, that's gone, right? But they kind of underperformed. Montez was good, but the numbers never followed, and Chase, between the injuries and everything else, just never delivered on kind of the excitement. You still got John Allen and Deron Payne in the middle. They signed a guy, Dorrance Armstrong from Dallas, who could be a pretty good pass rusher for them, I think. His sack per snap ratio was really high, but he just didn't get that much work with Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence and everything they've got in Dallas. They signed this kid, Frankie Louvu, from Carolina. You guys might be familiar with him watching, you know, the NFC South ball. And the way Dan Quinn likes to move guys around and kind of use versatile pieces, I think Louvu could be a pretty good piece in the pass rush. It's going to be interesting. I mean, they signed, again, it's a bunch of veteran free agents that you've heard of, Clelin Ferrell and I'm blanking, Fowler. Fowler that's been with the Rams and the Niners.
Yeah, Dante Fowler,
It's not gonna wow you, but I think if they're better coached and more disciplined than they have been, it could be a lot better than it was.
Talking about everybody on our schedule, and today, guys, talking with J.P. Finley from 106.7 The Fan up here on the WaitForIt.com hotline about the Commanders. Was Belichick ever in play up there? I know that it seemed like that one kind of died pretty quickly. A little more life down here before they decided on Quinn, because from the outside looking in, Quinn seemed like a bit of a meh hire, at least from out here.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried to kind of revise history a little bit, but I think they really wanted Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, and then that kind of went sideways, and eventually he told them, thanks but no thanks, I'm not interested in even having the interview, even though they were flying to Detroit to interview him. He handled it very poorly, but he made his decision, and they landed with DQ. I do think DQ's the right kind of culture, rah-rah, let's get this thing going and bring some energy. But I don't know, you know, what he is as in the rebuild. And if Jaden Daniels hits, then that changes everything. The Belichick stuff, it's funny because you got to remember, this ownership group is comprised of a lot of different people. And some of them are high profile, some of them are lower profile. Josh Harris is the majority owner, and he's the one that decides, makes all the decisive actions. But there are other people, and there are other people that may or may not have wanted to talk to Belichick. But best I can tell, everything I've been told from sources up here is that Harris was never interested in Belichick.
JP, Austin Eckler damn near beat us by himself. It was Herbert and Austin Eckler. Every receiver was hurt when they played us last year. And I'm serious. Austin Eckler was catching everything, caught a touchdown. You guys signed him, but I also like Robinson. I'm looking at this running back tandem going, okay, that could be very interesting. How do you feel about it?
I agree with you. I think if you go back and look at Cliff Kingsbury when he was with the Cardinals, the best year they had, I want to say it was 21. They went 11-5. I think it was before they went to 17 games. And they had two backs that combined for over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, over 20 touchdowns. And they had kind of the power guy in James Conner, and then kind of the more traditional snap back or third down back, whatever you want to call him, in Chase Edmonds. And I think that's what they put together here with Eckler and Brian Robinson. Eckler's come out and said, you know, I'm not a 300-touch guy anymore. That's not what I'm looking for. This Washington offense is perfect for me. And Brian Robinson is a beast. And I think, especially if there's more space, which I think Jaden Daniels will create in some capacity, and if your pass game works a little bit better, there should be a little more space. I like the backs a lot. I think they have the right mindset, the right setup. I think Kingsbury, if it goes well, knows how to work with two backs. And I do like both those guys. I know the fantasy community is going to be pissed because it's like, who do you count on? I don't know that. But I think trying to actually win football games, both those guys help you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, big guy, 4-13 last year. Before we cut you loose, what are you guys going to be? Are you going to be over 500? Are you going to be grinding? When Carl asked that question, we see you guys near the end of the season.
Yeah, I think they get to 7, which is a ton of improvement. I think 7-10 sounds pretty reasonable. I really worry about the depth. And, you know, they don't have a bye week till mid-December, probably right before they play the Falcons, honestly. But I just want you guys to enjoy Kirk. Enjoy the Kirk Cousins experience. I experienced it for many years.
You like that?
Well, you know what? Dude, all I want is dubs. Yeah, that's all I want. JP, man, great job.
Bro, if you've been in the world we've been living in, brother, the last 2 years, I mean, seriously, this is literally like Joe Montana has just dropped to us.
Yeah, need dubs. That's it.
I recognize things have been a little quiet there in Atlanta. I live in Washington. There hasn't been a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns since Sonny Jurgensen. So forgive me if I don't cry for you.
Appreciate you stopping by, man. Continued success. We'll talk soon, JP. Thanks, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.